We would like to welcome you into the services of Union Temple Free Will Baptist Church with Pastor Brother Oscar McCamus. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:45, Sunday night at 6, and Wednesday at 7. We're located just 9 miles out the Kingsport Highway and would love for you to join us. Now, we would like to welcome you into the services of Pastor Brother Oscar McCamus.
Exodus chapter 30, verse 34. And it says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Take unto thee sweet spices." Now, you keep your Bibles open and follow with me. I may be unable to pronounce these words here, but those are the words that I want to preach on. Stanch and onica and galabon, these sweet spices with pure frankincense. Of each shall there be a like weight. Now that's important you see that too. There shall be a like weight. And thou shalt make it a perfume, a confection after the art of the apothecary, tempered together, pure and holy. And thou shalt beat some of it very small, and put of it before the testimony in the tabernacle of the congregation, where I will meet with thee. It shall be unto you most holy. And as for the perfume which thou shalt make, you shall not make to yourself according to the composition thereof. It shall be unto thee holy for the Lord. Whosoever shall make like unto that to smell thereto shall even be cut off from his people. Now, I want to use this and those four verses or five verses that I read here. And if I would take a text tonight and just picking that out there, maybe it's hard to follow what it is, but we know what this is talking about. So I would say the scent of biblical worship. The scent of biblical worship. Now, this passage right here falls in the middle of a section of scripture that's devoted to the tabernacle. And I've taught on the tabernacle. I really enjoyed teaching on it. I've been several years ago since I've done that. But I really enjoyed that. And so we see the tabernacle was a portable tent that was designed for the worship of Jehovah. Now every piece of cloth, every board, every piece of furniture, every item in the tabernacle was communicated and developed and designed for the use of worship of Almighty God. And so everything which was a part of the tabernacle pointed to the Lord Jesus Christ in some way. Now everything in there in some way it pointed to Jesus. Now the tabernacle was called the tent of the meeting. And so it was there in the tabernacle that Israel met with God. It was there at the tabernacle that sacrifices were to be offered. It was there in the tabernacle where the worship of Jehovah God was conducted on a daily basis. And it was also there that the atonement was made for the sins of the people. And so when Israel camped, when they would camp in the wilderness, they were to camp around the tabernacle. Now, the tabernacle was to be in the center of the camp. Now, that's very important, reminding us that the worship of God was to be the center of their lives. Is that not the same with us today? The worship of God ought to be the center of our life. That ought to be the most important thing of our lives. So they placed it there in the center of the camp. And so here, the tabernacle was the most important place of the Jewish religious life. And so here we look at this. The tabernacle was a place that was devoted to God. It was designed by God to declare God. And so the tabernacle is, I think it's a place that's worth studying. I think we can learn some great truths here that will be a blessing to us and cause us to love Jesus more. And that's the main thing here tonight. So the passage we're considering here tonight deals with the incense that was burned in the tabernacle. That's what we want to deal with. The only thing that we want to deal with tonight is the incense that was burned in the tabernacle. Now, the incense also speaks of Jesus and his worship. And so when the incense was burned, the smoke ascended up toward heaven. And the scent came up before God. And the Bible says that when the scent went up before God, that God was pleased with that. So when the incense was burned, the fragrance filled the tabernacle, and everybody knew that worship was taking place because they could smell the fragrance or the scent of the incense being burned. So you might remember, and I know all of you do, I remember the story in the Bible when Mary broke the alabaster box of ointment and anointed the head of Jesus. And we're told there the house was filled with the odor or the scent of the ointment. And so real worship has a way of making his presence known. In other words, when worship takes place, real worship takes place, then he'll be known. It'll have a way of making itself known. So here as we see this, when real worship takes place, it leaves the scent behind. Now, I want to take these verses right here, these verses that I read here tonight, and give the instructions that are related to the incense and preach on the scent of biblical worship. And these verses teaches us some very, very important truths about genuine biblical worship. And that's what we're interested in tonight. I know that we are. We're all interested in being able to worship God in a way that would be pleasing unto God. And true worship. And so we're going to talk about the materials in the incense. We're going to talk about the mixing of the incense. And we're also going to talk about the ministry of the incense. Now, the first thing I want us to see there in verse 34, that's where I told you to hold your Bible open and look at those words there. And I want you to see the materials that's in the incense. Now, God was very, very specific when he gave Moses the ingredients that was to be used in the incense. Now, I want you to consider these ingredients here because they teach us about Jesus. Now, that's what they do. Now, these four ingredients reminds us why that Jesus is worthy of our worship. And that's the main thing that I want to stress tonight. I want to stress to you why that Jesus is worthy for you and I to worship him. And I think we'll find that thing right here in these ingredients. And I said everything in the tabernacle, some way or another, it pointed toward Jesus. So the first one I want you to see is that S-T-A-C-T-E, or stack. Speaks of his proclamation. In other words, a stack was a aromatic gum that comes from a certain shrub. Now, the word means to drop. That's what that word means. And so starch was collected a drop at a time from the plant. And so this suggests, here speaks to us about the word of our Lord. Now, like the statue here dropped from the plain, the precious word of God dropped from the lips of the Lord Jesus. Now, Jesus is the living word. The Bible says in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word dwelt with God, and the word was God. And it also says this right here in John 1:14. And the Word was made flesh and came and dwelled among us. And so he has also given us the written Word. Now thank God, and I know that you all are very, very thankful for his Word tonight. And so listen to what the biblical writers had to say about the Word of God. Psalms 35 says, every word of God is pure. In Psalms 19:8 said, the statutes of the Lord are right, rejoice in the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. James 3:17 said, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceful, gentle, and easy being treated, full of mercy and good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now 2 Timothy 3:16-17, speaking of the word of God, said, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto good works. And I know, thank God tonight for his word. And so the word of God in this book right here that I hold in my hand, that you're holding in your lap tonight, this book right here, God condenses in this book to speak to fallen man. Now, in this book, God reveals himself to mankind. In this book right here, God gives us the gospel, the only plan of salvation. There's only one way to be saved, and there's only one plan of salvation, and God gives it to us in his book. And so this book is health to the soul. His food for the journey. His strength for the battle. His light for the darkness. And also, his hope for our every tomorrow. And so we are to thank God for the word. We are to be thankful. And so we are to worship God. That's one reason why that God, that Jesus is worthy of our worship, because of him giving us his word. One reason, him giving us his word. And so that stotch, S-T-A-C-T-E, that was in the incense, it represented the word. Not only the living word, but the written word. And then look here at the onycha. O-N-Y-C-H-A. And this speaks of his person. Now, this ingredient was found in a certain species of shellfish that only lives in the Red Sea. Now, the word onycha comes from a Hebrew word that meant lion. Now, the substance speaks to us about his person. Now, it reminds us that Jesus is a king. He is a king who be to be revered. He's a king who is to be honored. He's a king who is to be served. He's a king to be loved and obeyed and worshiped. And Revelation 19:16 said he's the King of kings and he's the Lord of lords. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Revelation 5:3 said he's the one the Old Testament prophesied would come. And so he's the one who came into this world, was born of a virgin, lived a sinless life, died on the cross of Calvary, rose again from the dead, and ascended back into the heavens, and there seated on the right hand of God to make intercessions for you and I. Now, he is the one who is coming again for his church. 1 Thessalonians 4. The Bible said, for the trump of God shall sound, and the voice of the archangel, and the shout, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. So he's the one. Jesus is the one who's coming. King Jesus is coming for his church. He's the one that he will face at the judgment seat of Christ. Every one of us sitting here tonight that are saved, we'll meet Jesus and we'll see him there at the judgment seat of Christ, where every one of us will be judged for the works that we've done in the flesh, whether they be good or whether they be bad. And you're going to face him there. You're going to face King Jesus. Some people live like they'll never face him. But I want you to know that you will face him. Every man will have to give an account of his life. He's the one who's coming again in power and glory to rule and to reign upon this earth. Revelation chapter 19. He's coming on the white horse and he's coming to rule. He's the one who'll rule during the millennium. And so he's the one who will occupy the great white throne of judgment. And we all know at the great white throne judgment, only sinners are going to be judged there. And judged according to the word. But he's the one that's going to be sitting there. Now, so he's the one who will be worshipped in heaven for all eternity. We'll worship him. Hallelujah. We'll praise him. We'll give him glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible says that we'll be crying out in heaven. You may have never given a holy grunt in church, but I believe you'll shout a little bit when you get to heaven. I believe you'll give him some glory and honor in the house of God. And so he is the one. And can I go just a little bit farther when I'm talking about Jesus, the King of Kings? He's my Savior. He's my friend. He's my Lord. He is the light of my soul. He's the worthy of my praise, and he's worthy of my worship right now. And glory to God, we need to praise him, we need to love him, and we need to worship him right here in the now. In the presence. And so that's the second thing. It pointed to Jesus. It pointed to him as the person. Speaks of his person, the king, the royalty. And then the next one, that Golibon, it speaks of his pain. Now, the word Golibon means cutting. This is because of this resin that was obtained from a certain plant by cutting that plant open so that the resin could run out and be collected. Now, I think you can, in your mind, I think you can contrast that with Jesus. When you think about something that has to be taken and it has to be cut open or in order to get the fragrance out or the resin out. So this substance right here, it speaks of the Lord's pain and suffering. Now, it reminds us of the death of Jesus on the cross of Calvary. It reminds us that he gives his life to redeem us from our sins. And reminds us of some of the things he suffered for us. Look what he... Can you get in your mind tonight as they put this substance here and God directed that this substance would be placed in that incense? That whenever that incense was burned on the altar of worship, that smoke would ascend up to God. And it was representing the suffering of the Lord Jesus when he came to die on the cross for his people. Now you think about the beatings that he took. He was beaten so much that the Bible says it was even almost impossible to recognize that he was even human. He was just beaten so much. The scourging with the cat of nine tails, I've told you before, that had those leather straps and pieces of metal or bone was tied on the end. And it would take that strap and they would hit his back and they would jerk it. And those pieces of metal or bone would jerk out flesh, beating. And the Bible says they spit in his face. The Bible says they put a robe on him and they mocked him. The Bible says that they took and they plucked the beard from his face. The Bible says they stripped him of his clothes and they gambled for his garments. And then they finally nailed him to the cross. Now, crucifixion, a death on the cross, is the most horrible form of execution known to mankind. The worst form of execution that's known to mankind was by crucifixion. And so we derive our word excruciation from it. Excruciating pain. You ever heard that? Means out of the cross. He suffered at the hand of a sovereign God. Jesus actually became sin on that cross. He who knew no sin became sin, that you and I who were sinners might become righteous in Him. God judged Jesus in the place of sinners. God judged Jesus in my place and in your place. He took upon Him our judgment. And God literally poured out His wrath into the body of His Son, and Jesus suffered the undiluted, the unfiltered wrath of Almighty God there on the cross for me and for you and for our sins. And so He says to put that resin of that plant in there. When you burn that incense, He's to be worshipped for His suffering. That's another reason why that we should worship Him, because of His suffering. He's to be worshipped for His sacrifice. We're to worship Him also because of the sacrifice that He made for us. He's to be worshipped for His all that He did to guarantee our salvation. Then the fourth one here is frankincense. It speaks of His purity. Now, frankincense is another resin that was taken from a tree. When this resin was burned, it gave off a pure white smoke. Now, this substance speaks to us of the purity of the Lord Jesus, who was without sin. There was no sin in Him. It reminds us that Jesus was the sinless Son of God. He was born without the taint of human sin. He never committed a single sin. In fact, He never committed a single sin. Never had one bad thought, one anything. Never no sin. And so Jesus was and is the pure, sinless Son of God. That's what that frankincense, when it was burned and that smoke ascended up, it was a reminder that Jesus, the coming Savior, was sinless, pure. He came into this world to give His life a ransom for the guilty. You and I were the guilty. The world were the guilty. He did that when He died on the cross. And He's to be worshipped for His sinless nature. That's why He's worthy to be worshipped. And then we see the materials in the incense. Now I want you to see in verse 34 through verse 36, I want you to see the mixing of the incense. Now these verses tells us about the ingredients that I've just got through talking about in the incense. And they also tells us how that the incense was to be mixed together. And so the ingredients teach us why the Lord deserves to be worshipped. And so these instructions about mixing it together teaches us how we are to approach Him in worship. The mixing of together teaches us how that we are to approach Him when we come to worship Him. And I think that's very, very important. I think that's some things that are very useful in our Christian lives, that we know how to approach a holy God when we come to worship Him. Now, I want you to see here the personal aspect of worship. Now, the instruction given here speaks of the personal nature of the Lord. When we come before the Lord in worship, there's two ways that we must approach Him. And the first way is, look in verse 35. We must approach Him wholly. Says we, the incense is to be pure and holy. When the Bible says that it was to be tempered together, you see that? It means that it was to be mixed with salt. Now, salt in the Bible is a picture of purity. Now, this speaks of the condition of our heart when we come before God. Now, if we're not in a right relationship with Him, we cannot approach Him in worship. That's what Kenny was talking about while I go in fellowship. If we're not in a right relationship with God, we cannot approach Him in worship. So what does it say? Sin in our lives will close His ears to our prayers. If you've got sin in your life, The Bible says in Psalm 66:18, I quote it so many times, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. That means that He closes His ears to your prayer. And it will close the door of worship. Isaiah 59:2 said that our sin is what separates us from God. And so if we would worship the Lord, we must come before Him with a holy and a pure heart. When your sins confessed, confess your sins, come before Him pure and holy is how that we are to approach Him. And then the next way, I said in two ways we're to approach Him, not only with sins confessed and pure and holy, but we come before Him in verse 36, humble. Now says that they were to take some of the incense. Now look at this right here. And beat it very small. Now it was to be reduced to a powder. And this speaks of humility. Now if we would approach the Lord, we must first be holy. Then we must come to Him humbly. Now there must be no pride, or there must not be no pretense in our hearts when we come before God to worship Him. We cannot approach Him boasting in ourselves and our abilities. You can't do that. You've got to come humbly. You can't come before Him boasting on your abilities and what you can do and all those kind of things. But we must come very humbly. He said it must be beaten into powder. We come before Him with a true sense of our weakness and His power. When you come before God, you come knowing how weak you are and how powerful He is. How weak we are and how powerful that He is. We must come before Him remembering that apart from Him, we're nothing. Is that not right? Apart from God tonight, none of us are nothing. Apart from Him tonight, we would not have nothing. Apart from Him tonight, we would not amount to nothing. But we must be broken before Him in worship. And then I want you to see down here in verse 36, I want you to see the perpetual aspect of worship. Verse 36 commanded that some of the incense was to be placed before the Ark of the Covenant in the Holies of Holies. Above the Ark, over the mercy seat, was where God met with His people. Now the incense before the Ark was a symbol that there was worship, was to be continual, and it was to be perpetual. Now the incense was always to be there, ready to be offered in worship before the Lord. In other words, worship was to be the defining characteristic of the people of God. I don't think it's changed. I think worship ought to be the defining characteristic that we as the children of God have in our lives. That we worship God.
We would like to thank you for listening to the services of Brother Oscar McCamus. For more information about our church, please like us on Facebook at Union Temple Free Will Baptist Church or visit our website at UnionTempleFWB.org.